Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Yeah, Tuesday not so groovy today. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, all full of iss and vinegar, as my grandmother would say. We would have some very interesting conversations, and we're going to have some interesting conversations to do today as well, because this is just, it's not getting out of hand, it's out of hand. This is absolute lunacy, what's going on around us. And let's start off with our poll question today at 991fmtalk.com. So when I was on the air talking about Jason Soto and him taking on the position now as, you know, interim county manager, not assistant, but city manager, not assistant city manager, but actual interim city manager, because I've seen it put out there that he's the assistant. I was like, no, he's not. We have an assistant city manager. And things are not good. So he immediately sent me a Facebook message that we conversed, and he tried to set the record straight. And I thought, oh, well, this is nice. You know, he's being engaged. You know, he wants to get the truth out there. But when I sent him any text now on what's going on currently, we need a crickets sound effect, because it's crickets. Nothing. Dead silence in response. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, I am not upset about that, because he's just a mouthpiece, in my opinion, for Hillary Sheevy. And you know how I feel about that if you've ever heard this show. So here's today's poll question. Should Jason Soto step down as the chief of the Reno Police Department? Step down, get out of it, whatever he needs to do, move on, because he is not a leader. He's a nice guy, but nice guys can't always get the job done. They just can't handle it. They wait to be told what to do. And that's exactly why Hillary Sheevy put him into the positions that he's gotten. And a lot of feedback I've received on that from people in law enforcement, that's exactly what is going on. That's exactly what happened. So 991fmtalk.com. Should Jason Soto step down as the chief of the Reno Police Department? Yesterday's poll question, right on the money. Should statues of Washington and Jefferson be removed because they owned slaves? That was the practice at the time. 100% of those participating in the poll said no. This is ridiculous what we are seeing going on around the country, the absolute annihilation of our history. See, the problem is when kids don't know history, they're taught something else. And right now, they're being taught to hate America. They are being taught to be disgusted with their own race. If they're white, of course. Any other race, well, that's just, you know, they've been oppressed. Hispanics, absolute oppression. The modern day slaves of this era, because low wages, kept in jobs where they're not even, you know, they're in this country, they're brought to this country illegally. So they're suffering. Whose fault is that? Hello? go back to your home country, come across the border legally, if it is so bad where you're coming from. How come we haven't seen any caravans lately? Has anybody asked that question? Because all the money is being spent on protesters right now, which is very nice for the people who help me monitor all this stuff. Ryan especially sent me this great screenshot of, well, who's getting paid to do what? Screenshot of a request for paid actors, actors needed, $15 an hour. Actors needed for an event from 2 to 11. Duties include protest activity and holding signs that are anti-Trump. Minorities welcome and needed. Looking to fill 500 spots. Can you do the math? 2 to 11? $15 per hour? For 500 people? Boy, that's a lot of money. Well, we had to work a budget. We had to take that away from caravans and put it into the people in Minneapolis, Atlanta, Reno that are being allowed to do all this. Because COVID-19 didn't work. The majority of people woke up and realized, oh, this isn't as bad as the normal flu. Well, my goodness, what's going on here? So I read to you a little something from yesterday that the CDC has admitted they messed up. I'm curious as to why they're actually admitting this. Did somebody get to them? I don't know. But the CDC admitted that they screwed up the infection counts and intentionally misled the public, but they've apologized, clarifying that the amount of people truly infected is much lower than what was originally reported. It was an error so egregious that it even made the director of Harvard Global Health Institute say, how could the CDC make this mistake? Because NIH made the mistake, being led by Fauci. Was it a mistake or was it intentional? Being led by the WHO, getting everybody to wear masks. Laid off or furloughed 50 million workers. Added nearly $6 trillion to the national debt, but that's going to be even higher as they're looking for another bailout, another relief package. $60 million people onto food stamps when people were getting off of food stamps. Unemployment from 3.5% to 14, almost 15%. Crippled the petroleum industry. Decimated the tourism industry. Bankrupted the service industry, destroyed food industries and supply chains, threatened, fined, and arrested church leaders, exacerbated mental health problems, skyrocketing prescription drugs, shut down schools and colleges. I'm not so worried about that one. That might have been a good thing. Gave unbridled power to unelected officials. Increased suicides. Delayed surgeries and treatments for profound illnesses. Infringed upon countless important civil liberties. But the best of all, and you went along with it. I didn't have to because I'm one of those essential workers. So I got it in my car and I just drove around to see what was going on, and it was disgusting. Because it placed 300 million Americans on house arrest. And by doing that, created an even bigger problem. And now, after I read you all that, of what they did, Sisolak comes out yesterday and says, no, we're not ready to move into stage three. We're going to keep what we've got on lockdown, as businesses continue to lose money. Mom and pop businesses, not the big guys, because Walmart, Amazon, they're doing fine. Costco. Did I mention, by the way, that Walmart, you know, this company that was started off with great intentions. I wonder if the founder is just spinning in his grave to see what his children and grandchildren have made of it. You know the movie No Safe Spaces? About freedom of speech? Yeah, don't look for that in any Walmart stores. Because they already told the distributor that they're not going to be selling it in the store. Once again, let's just silence conservatism. I've got some very unpopular things to say coming up throughout the rest of the show, especially about law enforcement and where we're headed. But it's your show, live and local FM talk for your voice. So when we come back, the talk and text lines, 884-9910, they're open. I want to hear from you. What do you want to talk about? And, well, if you have something to say about Sisolak, I have some very good news for you. Something that happens this weekend. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. So glad you're with me today as we continue our conversation about law enforcement. Hence today's poll question. Should Jason Soto step down as the chief of the Reno Police Department? Yes, no, or you can put your own thoughts in there. Also talking about Governor Sisolak keeping this state on shutdown when we should be open. But we shouldn't be surprised because we are a Democrat-controlled state. Democrat-controlled states, still on shutdown. He's got his nose so far up Gavin Newsom's. Yeah, you know what I mean. He just follows along, right in step, with his heavy heart. As it was looking, close to $1.4 billion shortfall for 2021. He's furloughing state employees one day a month. This comes from Candy. Quick email at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Not only furloughing state employees one day a month is laughable, but the way he said it was with a heavy heart that he was doing it. Apparently, he doesn't have a heart or a heavy heart when it comes to the rest of Nevadans losing their businesses or their life savings. His only concern is state employees. Candy. Thank you, Candy. That is an absolutely awesome observation. Because, yeah, that's the truth. But he's got the big guys open. So what does it matter? He's got the casinos open. They're happy. He's got car dealerships open. They're happy. He's got the big box stores open. Costco, Sam's Club. He's got the grocery stores. So he's moving along. But the rest of us just basically still on house arrest. So let me tell you about an event that is happening this Saturday at Rancho San Rafael Park. Because I want to get the time absolutely right, because I was contacted by the organizer. Betty Eldridge Thiessen, that's the name that you want to know. She is the Washoe County lead for Recall Sisalak 2.0. And they are having a meeting of potential volunteers this Saturday, June 20th, Rancho San Rafael Park at 11 a.m. I'm going to try to be there. We'll have Betty on the air before the event to explain what's going on. But here it is in a nutshell. He kept us on house arrest so we couldn't go out and get the signatures that we needed. An Obama-appointed judge, Harry Reid-appointed judge, recommended judge, knocked out the legal plea. But now, hopefully, you have seen the tyrannical misuse of the governor's office of the state of Nevada and why Governor Sisalak needs to be removed. He needs to be recalled. Sorry, I shouldn't have used the term removed, because that is not the proper terminology. Recalled. We need to get him out of office before the next legislative session to make sure that he doesn't just drag this state down as an entirety. Democrats want him recalled. Republicans want him recalled. Independents want him recalled. But here's the question. We got lots of citizen signatures. But will elected representatives actually come forward now and sign the petition? That's the big question. Those elected representatives who don't really represent you. Here we are. We just went through our primary. We're moving into what's going to happen for the general election in November. Well, we are going to be well in to gathering signatures for the recall of Governor Sisalak before the November election. So here's the question that you can ask. Did you sign the recall petition? And if you're a Democrat, please ask it of your Democrat representatives and listen to the answer and then question the answer. Because from what information I gave you that I've been researching, I'm up until 2-3 o'clock in the morning that people can verify because I'm constantly emailing people at that time. I do a lot of research on this. I just don't skate by. I look at sources and then I look at more sources. Just like when the CDC in federal court admitted that they have no evidence whatsoever that vaccinations don't cause autism. I like to use the Justice Department's websites. I like to use the federal court websites. Try to bring this information to you. We should not be on shutdown. We should not have restrictions. And we should not be wearing masks. Or at least being forced to wear masks. If you have a weakened immune system, you want to wear a mask, it makes you feel comfortable. If you're older, absolutely. I have no problem with that. It's your choice. But that's the point. It should be your choice. Just received an email. Gruesome Nuisance wants Cicilline to make Nevada less attractive to those who are fleeing from the People's Republic of California. We need to make sure that the honest people, if this state doesn't forget, who has cost them so much during this Dem panic, plandemic, as I like to call it. Thank you so much for that email. We have to keep reminding people. Because it wore people down. It made them frustrated. It made them angry. And that's exactly why we're seeing what we're seeing now. Let's take a quick Fox News break and we'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, live with your calls now. Had a little mishap with the phone system, so the talk and text line is open at 884-9910. Please, light them up. Today's poll question. 991FMTalk.com. Should Jason Soto step down as the chief of police for the Reno Police Department? Should he step down? Should he have ever have been in that position in the first place? There's another question for another day. Let's go to the emails at Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Just in. Hey, Monica, you notice all entertainment was shut down because of a virus that mainly affected elderly or people with poor health, causing a depression and fear, the two key factors, which was perfect timing to start destroying towns and cities. My advice to everyone, go and love your neighbors. Shut off the TV. I'm not going to use that term. Blank the media. Because it is controlling everyone's emotions. Pay more attention to your community rather than what's going on in a different state or city. Don't let fear control you and pray for our cops. Side note, don't let our government destroy our people. We can't let this happen. We can't let this continue to happen because it is. We are in the throes of it. These protests are not going to stop anytime soon. Because I have told you, and I will continue to tell you, it's not about Russia. It's not about impeachment. It's not about a virus. It's not about a shutdown. It's not about race. It's not the death of George Floyd. It is about an election. When have we ever seen this much chaos all at once? Event after event after event. Why? Because they want to make sure that Trump doesn't get reelected. When all they're doing is creating more excitement around him. He's bringing back his rallies. You can wear a mask. You don't have to wear a mask. Whatever you do, enjoy the rallies. Have rally watching parties with your friends. And if you have rally watching parties, please let me know so I can get the word out. So other like-minded people, even Democrats, can come hang out with you. And you can talk about what's going on in our community. Because there's a reason that the protests are going on in Douglas, in Churchill. Why you see protests from Black Lives Matter in Gardnerville? Really? Quiet little jam-packed community of knowing each other and appreciating each other and appreciating law enforcement, and we see Black Lives Matter there? Because it is all staged. All staged. You can say I'm an idiot for that, but that's fine. I can take the hits. And I can still be bringing you the truth that we're not done with this yet. Already getting you ready for a second wave of the virus. When we should have known the first wave was coming because, well, let's see, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, they told us years ago that it was going to happen during the Trump administration. Hell, it was going to happen anyway. Because they didn't think that she would lose. We still would have the coronavirus. The government would still be spreading fear and knocking out an economy. Why? Power, control. You control a people much easier when they're afraid. Because whether it be city, county, state, or federal, it all comes in the guise of your safety. Removing your liberties, removing your civil liberties. Knocking out the Constitution. Knocking out the Bill of Rights. Who cares about stuff like that when it's in the name of your safety? Getting schools online. Well, why would you do that? So other parties can monitor what you're teaching, what the kids are learning, what the kids are doing. Why do you think we have so many things in our home, whether it be Siri with your phone or Alexa, all these products being pushed the internet TV that you have, the video games that you play that record you and watch you. They track you and monitor you. It's not enough. So we're going to put a virus out there. So now you've got to have a chip, or you've got to have this tattooed ID. It'll be a cold day in hell when I take either of those. The tracking has started. People making 60 grand a year. Make it attractive to people. Oh, it's easy. All you have to do is call these people and see who they've been in contact with. Because there are people out there who still will not relent. They will not give in. So, let's have mandatory tracking. How does it seem or sound far-fetched when it is happening right now? How is that far-fetched? All these bad things that have been talked about in the past that you just chalked up to, it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy theory. Those aluminum hat people. Over the years have all come to fruition. MK Ultra, mind control. Testing viruses and medicines on our military troops, on the enlisted, building up chemicals like Agent Orange. Oh, well, that's not true, that Agent Orange. Yeah, it is true. The testing on criminals in prisons. You know, hey, if you're in prison, you committed a crime, you're paying the price. Nobody should be sticking a needle in your arm and testing things on you. We have rights, unalienable rights as human beings. And yet, we just keep watching them go away. Watching them go by. Well, that's not going to happen to us. That's not going to happen to me. That's not going to happen to my family. When I'm talking, I'm monitoring everything. I'm going through everything. So I just received a text. It all sounds like an 80s anti-government action movie. It does, doesn't it? And think back to all the movies that you've watched over the years and you've thought, oh, wow, that's far-fetched. And you see it happening right now. The quarantine of entire towns. The shutdown of local governments. The mass control by federal governments. This is why I really don't want to see, I don't want to see military or National Guard troops. I know National Guard troops are there for us. They're our neighbors. They're protecting. But I don't want to see it go that far because we should be able to trust our law enforcement. We should be able to trust our elected representatives. But with all that you've seen over the last couple of months, we can't. The stage was set. All Democrat-controlled big cities. All Democrat-controlled middle America. All Democrat-controlled smaller cities. Moving into the towns. out into the county. Again, there's more to come. And there's more to come on the Monica Jay Show. Talk and text lines open, 884-9910. What are your thoughts on what's to come? And I'm going to share some national news with you that you're not hearing on the Blame Stream Media of the great things that are happening right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text lines at 884-9910. And President Trump signing an executive order today on policing that will aim to restore and build trust with America's law enforcement community. That's what we need. We need to have that trust. So, today's poll question: should Jason Soto step down as the chief of the Reno Police Department? There's been a lot of issues with the Reno Police Department, and we're going to have a former member of the RPD join us after 11 o'clock, Jeff Church. He did a very interesting article that, well, you're not going to find in mainstream media because, well, they're not going to pick up stuff like this. Because then their interviews and their access will be canceled. Because that's just the way it is. But we're going to talk about an examination that he did of the police budgets. And Reno tops the list of spending. Tops the list. What are they spending on? What are they spending on? And Reno PD was put up against some big ones. San Jose, Phoenix, Chicago, Houston. And this information is all out there for you. It's in the RPD 2019 annual budget and the Reno 2020 proposed budget. But we don't have time to do stuff like that, do we? Thank goodness we have former RPD sergeant who does the job for us, who does the hard work, who puts it all together for us. Because nobody else will do it. We just go along with our daily lives. And that's pretty tragic because that's why we're in what we're in right now. A huge miscarriage of justice was done not too long ago against American citizens, against the President of the United States. You can call it Obamagate, you can call it Russiagate, whatever. But now, Bill Barr, Attorney General Bill Barr, is going after the true criminals. Coming out from the Durham report, we're seeing names released and subpoenas going out. Lindsey Graham starting with a good list for the Senate Judiciary Committee. Good stuff. Rod Rosenstein has already been interviewed. But subpoenas and new interviews going for the likes of Comey, McCabe, all the players, Brennan, these people who were sworn to protect us, sworn to protect this country, who took an oath. The dictionary is changing the definition of racism. Maybe they should change the definition of oath instead. because nobody seems to care when they take an oath. Some people in law enforcement, doctors, nurses, judges, and most definitely elected representatives. I hate to tell you, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I have an obligation to do that to you. I didn't take an oath, but I know my duties in making sure that you are informed with what you need to know. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk.